A hearing was held in San Jose, California this week to determine whether a judge, now dead, and a former prosecutor colluded to keep Jews off juries in death penalty cases. Excluding jurors based on religion, race, or ethnicity is against both state and federal law. It's grounds for a new trial. But such charges may be difficult to prove. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, there is a lot more at stake in this case than the late judge's reputation.
Judge Stanley Gold is fondly remembered by scores of people around the Alameda County Courthouse. They recall the big coffee pot in his chambers and his open-door policy that encouraged visitors. But 7 years after his death, friends and family are fighting for his reputation because of allegations that Judge Gold conspired to keep Jews off juries in death penalty cases. "That's ridiculous," claims the judge's son, Matthew Gold, who's now a deputy DA in Alameda County.
"My father was a man of just tremendous integrity. He was a brilliant guy, and he was a very Jewish person, by the way. He studied the teachings of the Talmud, and often it guided him. He would go back to that. His legacy will stand on its own."
But a former Alameda County prosecutor, John Quatman, says Judge Gold advised him directly that no Jewish person can sit on a death penalty jury and vote for death. That was back in 1987, when Quatman was trying a man for murder. In a sworn declaration, Quatman added that it was standard practice for Alameda County prosecutors to exclude Jews and African-American women from death penalty cases. In court, Quatman testified that he then eliminated three prospective jurors because they had Jewish-sounding surnames. The hearing before Santa Clara County Judge Kevin Murphy was ordered by the state Supreme Court to determine whether Quatman's allegations are true. If so, the high court could order a new trial for convicted murderer Fred Freeman, who now sits on death row. State prosecutors tried to undermine Quatman's credibility, and they questioned why he waited so long to report Judge Gold's alleged remarks. Quatman said he feared he would effectively end his career by making such accusations against a popular judge. Meanwhile, the charges have inspired lawyers for other death row inmates to start looking for grounds for new trials. Lawrence Gibbs, an appellate attorney for one condemned inmate, says he conducted a survey of jury selection in 25 capital cases between 1984 and 1994.
"Every time a prospective juror identified himself or herself as being Jewish, the prosecutor removed that prospective juror from the jury. In other words, exercised a peremptory challenge against that juror."
A spokesman for the Alameda County District Attorney's Office was unavailable for comment. The court isn't focusing on a broader pattern of alleged bias, but instead is concentrating on whether Judge Gold told the prosecutor to exclude Jews from juries. The decision is expected in early April. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.